إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، أيها الأخوة والأخوات، امتدح الله تعالى شهر رمضان بنزول القرآن فيه، فقال جل وعلا: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. وقال ابن كثير في تفسير هذه الآية: هدى لقلوب المؤمنين من العباد، وبينات دلائل وحججا بينة واضحة جلية لمن فهمها وتدبرها، دالة على صحة ما جاء به من الهدى المنافي للضلال، مفرقا بين الحلال والحرام. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan in which it was revealed the Quran, guidance for mankind and clear proofs and distinction between right and wrong. Ibn Kathir says that Huda is guidance for the hearts of the believers, and it is clear proofs that points clearly that Al-Quran is from Allah, and also it engage with the understanding that make a Muslim understand for whoever is really reading Quran in the right way. And also it is a distinction and separation between what is lawful and what is unlawful. Al-Quran was started to be revealed during the month of Ramadan. Nevertheless, other books were revealed during that month. In the hadith that is narrated by Al-Imam Ahmad, عن وائلة ابن الأسقع أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أنزلت صحف إبراهيم في أول ليلة من رمضان، وأنزلت التوراة لست مضين من رمضان، والإنجيل لثلاث عشرة خلت من رمضان، وأنزل الله القرآن لأربع وعشرين خلت من رمضان. حسنه الألباني. In this hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is telling us that the Suhuf Ibrahim, the scriptures of Ibrahim عليه السلام, were revealed on the first night of Ramadan. The Torah was revealed 6 days after Ramadan passed, and the Bible, the Injil, was to 13th of Ramadan, and Al-Quran was revealed beyond the 24th of Ramadan. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر, and also إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة, in Surah Al-Dukhan and in Surah Al-Qadr, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down Al-Quran in the night of power and in a blessed night. The ulama said that the Quran was descended from heavens to the first heaven during Ramadan, and then, as we all know, it was revealed in installation over more than 20 or 23 years during the message of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Al-Quran, dear brothers and sisters, should be the central point of our lives. It should be guidance for us. It should be sought after to cleanse our hearts. It is the book that helps to understand what was in the past and what is it that we are in today and how we deal with things, as well as Al-Quran tells us about things that are to happen in the future. The month of Ramadan should be a reconciliation with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of us, alhamdulillah, may keep in touch with the book of Allah by reading it, by reciting it, by learning the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by learning the teachings in the book of Allah. But also a lot of us may desert the book of Allah during the year. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is the opportunity for every one of us to come back to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recite it, try to understand it, and then pledge ourselves that beyond the month of Ramadan, we need to keep in touch. سئل الزهري رحمه الله عن العمل في رمضان فقال إنما هو تلاوة القرآن وإطعام الطعام. الزهري was asked about what should one do during the month of Ramadan. He said it is about قراءة القرآن, recitation of Al-Quran, and offering food. So he summed up the month of Ramadan in these two items. Also Al-Imam Malik rahimahullah, during the month of Ramadan, he used to desert the circles of teachings and knowledge and dedicate himself to reading Al-Quran from Al-Mushaf, actually reading rather than from his own hifz. And also Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to teach the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam and revise the book of Allah with him during the month of Ramadan, every night of Ramadan, and when it was the last year that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, he did that twice. قال ابن رجب وكان قتادة يختم القرآن في كل سبع ليال مرة فإذا جاء رمضان ختم في كل ثلاث ليال مرة فإذا جاء العشر ختم في كل ليلة مرة. قتادة رضي الله عنه is a tabi'i from the fourth layer. He was born the 60th of Al-Hijrah, and he passed away 117 of Al-Hijrah. He was 59. He was known, he was muhaddith in terms of hadith. He was a great scholar in hadith. He would memorize anything read to him in the first instant. Ibn Jabir, he wrote some hadith, and it was read to him once, and he knew it exactly. رضي الله عنه. Ibn Rajab is saying that he used to complete the recitation of Al-Quran during the year once in seven nights. And this is the dedication of the believers. And particularly if you are a hafiz or aiming to become one. Because in this case you can revise Al-Quran every week. So you read about five juzu a day. And then when Ramadan enters, that is Qadada, then he recites the whole of Al-Quran every three nights, and then in the last 10 days, once a night. Now, I know that there are hadiths by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من قرأ في أقل من ثلاث لم يفقه. Whoever reads in less than three nights, he will not understand. And these people are people of understanding, I don't believe I cannot do it in one night. It's very difficult to do it even in three nights. But anyway, finish Al-Quran, recite Al-Quran once during this month of Ramadan at least. Try to contemplate in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See where you stand with the book of Allah in terms of recitation, in terms of understanding, in terms of fellowship of the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in terms of closeness of your heart to the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the benchmark. Unless you read Al-Quran, you don't know where you stand. And you need to do so. Reading Al-Quran puts you exactly where you are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the religion of Islam, with Iman and with Islam. If you desert Al-Quran, definitely you are far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you will become further away every day you desert the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, again I digress, you will not know where you are in terms of Islam, where you are in terms of Jannah. It's only by recitation Al-Quran, understanding the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you should know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يتلونه حق تلاوته أولئك يؤمنون به ومن يكفر به فأولئك هم الفاسقون. To whom we gave the book, they recite it as it should be recited. They are the ones who believe therein, and those who believe in it are those who are, and those who disbelieve in it are those who are the losers. قال ابن مسعود والذي نفسي بيده إن حق تلاوته أن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقرأه كما أنزله الله ولا يحرف الكلمة عن مواضعه ولا يتأول منه شيئا على غير تأويله. To recite Al-Quran, the way it should be recited is to make sure that everything made halal in the book of Allah stays halal, and everything which is haram in the book of Allah is made haram by the Muslim who is reading the book of Allah. And also to read it the way it should, to recite it in the way it should be recited, is doing what I've said, and also to read it in the same way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Learning Al-Quran, dear brothers and sisters, is a huge virtue. If you think you read Quran very well, alhamdulillah, you are with al-safar al-kiram, with the blessed angels of Allah. And if you read Al-Quran, وَمَنْ يَقْرَأِ الْقُرْآنِ وَهُوَ يَتَتَعْتَعُ فِيهِ لَهُ أَجْرًا. If you think that it is difficult for you to read, and you are hesitant and finding it difficult, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you double the reward. So you are always a winner with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are struggling with it, trying to learn, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply your reward. And you are, if you are, mashallah, very good in reading it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter will resurrect you with the angels, with the blessed angels of Allah, ma'a al-safar al-kiram. And remember that, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you are those who learn Al-Quran and teach Al-Quran. So you can be either of these. Either you are a learner, and then you are the best. The best amongst you are those who learn Al-Quran and teach Al-Quran. Either this or that. If you need to learn, learn. Allah will reward you, and you are to be the best amongst the Muslims. If you are good in recitation, in tajweed, in tafsir, in fiqh, etc., then خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. You are in the category of those who teach Al-Quran, and you are, inshallah, the best amongst the others. Dear brothers and sisters, definitely the month of Ramadan should be the month of reconciliation with the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us in hadith Abu Umama in Muslim, اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا لأصحابه. Recite Al-Quran, read Al-Quran, it will intercede for the ones who read Al-Quran and recite it in the hereafter. The Quran will come and defend you. وَنِعْمَ بِالْقُرْآنِ شَفِيعًا. And the hadith, خَيْرُكُمْ, the best amongst you are those who teach and learn Quran, learn and teach. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises people with Al-Quran and puts down people with Al-Quran depending on their closeness or being far away from the Book of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ آخَرِينَ. Allah raises people with this Quran and make them lower depending on their closeness and where their heart with the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith, لا حسد إلا في اثنتين رجل أتاه الله القرآن فهو يقوم به آناء الليل وآناء النهار ورجل أتاه الله مالا فهو ينفق منه آناء الليل وآناء النهار. رواه ابن عمر في البخاري ومسلم. To envy in the positive sense in Islam is to like to have what the others have without them losing what they have. And Islam comes with terms that are positive, and one of them is this al-hasad. Al-hasad is something bad, because it means that the one who is applying this envy hates the ni'mah that is given to the other person. And this is one of the worst, waliyadu billah, worst attitudes and morals of human beings. Because it's as if they are questioning the blessing of Allah on that person. If that person is giving money or knowledge or Quran, they think that they should not have done that. Nevertheless, Islam turns that term into a very positive one, is to love to have what the blessing that others may have. And the Prophet ﷺ is warning us, there are only two items that we should, and two roots of that. One is to have this for the one who is given the Quran, and not just given the Quran, because someone may be given the Quran but they don't really recite it the way it should be recited, they may not follow its teachings, etc. But the one you should be happy to follow and have the same blessing is the one who Allah gave Al-Quran in terms of recitation, understanding and so on. Plus, they are working with that Al-Quran. During the day, they manifest the teachings of Al-Quran in their character and in their life. They follow the teachings of Allah. And during the night, they recite, they revise, they see where they stand. So as next day, they continue to comply with the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other item, of course, is the one that Allah gave him wealth, and that person is putting it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spending on the orphan and the widow and the needy and those who are less fortunate than ourselves. ينفق منه آناء الليل وآناء النهار, spending night and day. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. طوبى لمن حفظ الكتاب بصدره فبدا وضيئا كالنجوم تألقا. الله أكبر، يا لها من نعمة لما يقال اقرأ فرتل وارتقى، وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فبه الفؤاد تعلقا، وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا والدمع من بين الجفون ترقرقا. هذه صفات الحافظين كتابه حقا، فكن بصفاتهم متخلفا. يا حافظ القرآن لست بحافظ حتى تكون لما حفظت مطبقا. ماذا يفيدك أن تسمى حافظا وكتاب ربك في الفؤاد تمزقا؟ يا أمة القرآن حبل نجاتنا، فتمسكي بعراه كي لا نغرق. Poetry verses just describing that it's good news for those who learn the book of Allah by heart, and they glitter like stars in the skies. And then it brings the hadith that says اقرأ وارتقي, read and go up. So in the hereafter, those who know more of Al-Quran will have more degrees. The more they know, and they are asked to read, and then they ascend and ascend and ascend and ascend. And then it talks about manifesting Al-Quran in our akhlaq, and also, so it is both in the heart and in the akhlaq and in the way we go about our daily lives. And it talks about reading in during the night, shedding tears over the meanings of Al-Quran, subhanallah. And it says that you are not a good hafiz, memorizing Al-Quran, unless and until you apply what you know. So if you know a few verses, you should apply it to your lives. What is the use to be called hafiz and the book of Allah is torn in your heart? And then it addresses the ummah of al-Islam and it says, Ya ummati al-Qur'an hablu najatina. Al-Qur'an is the rope of our salvation, and it is the only thing that if we hold on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save that ummah. Then it is actually asking us to hold tight to the book of Allah. One more thing I think I'd like to say, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his time, he complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that his people deserted Al-Quran. وقال الرسول يا ربي إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. The Arabs in the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in you only too well the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They knew exactly what it's telling them. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam announced that he is the Prophet and he is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they knew exactly what the Quran was telling them, because it was revealed in their language that they know only too well. There are, Ibn al-Qayyim, he put 5 degrees of deserting Al-Quran. The first one is the one that Quraysh and whoever follow into their steps in terms of kufr of the book of Allah. So the first degree of deserting Al-Quran is to desert listening to it and believing in it. وَقَالُوا لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ. Not only you shouldn't be listening, but make noise so as others cannot listen. And this is the peak of kufr. Not to believe and not to want others to believe. And that is the first, if you like, degree of deserting the book of Allah. The second one is that, alhamdulillah, we believe in it. We have no doubt that this is the book of Allah. We believe in it. Alhamdulillah, we declare ourselves Muslims. Nevertheless, we do not act according to the book of Allah. And we always say that. And, you know, I don't know what we think, depending on our experience. But Islam is not all about the ibadah that people generally agree upon. It's about selling and buying, marrying and divorcing, custody, dealing with the neighbors, the parents, and so on. And if you look closely, you'll find in the society people, when it comes to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly if there are contention issues like talaq, they have nothing to do with the book of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا تخرجوهن من بيوتهن ولا يخرجن إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة. They kick out the wife out of the house. They deprive her from her children sometimes. They don't spend on her. And then when you try to solve the problem, you come across a person who are not prepared to go to the book of Allah. Although these rules, by the way, there aren't many differences in them. It's not a matter for interpretation. They are very clear. Oppression, particularly to the women, and deserting children, is really the title of those who do not follow the book of Allah. And the same with hurting neighbors, and with dealing with riba and haram, and thinking, Alhamdulillah, I am a Muslim, I pray and I go to Taraweeh. So that is, this is just an example. Also, the third one is that they do not accept the book of Allah as the judge. If there is a contention, it may apply also to the previous point. Nevertheless, the fourth one is they do all of that. Nevertheless, when they read, they just read very quickly. And I really want to point you to the reading Al-Quran in the right way. Even if you read fast, Alhamdulillah, you will be rewarded for it. Nevertheless, the reward increases incredibly, multifold, by understanding the Quran. Because this is the use of Al-Quran. This is the main reason of Al-Quran, is really to understand it and follow. Hudan wa nur, guidance, as we wabayinat min al-huda wal-furqan. This is Al-Quran. So if you read without understanding, then alhamdulillah, you may get the thawab. But what happens next? How you behave as a Muslim? How does it apply to your life? How do you manifest Quran in your actions? Allahu alam. So you need really to look into Al-Quran and try to understand it. And last but not least, we may do all of that, alhamdulillah, forget that Al-Quran is shifa. It is cure from not only the ailments of the heart, but also cures from the ailment of the body. The aching, the headaches, what you feel. For example, the hadith that the Sahabi, a group of Sahaba went, and then the chief of the tribe was bitten by a snake, and they read Al-Quran until he came as if nothing was wrong with him. And the Prophet agreed with him, and that's why Al-Fatiha is called Al-Shafiyah. Also, if you read Al-Baqarah at home, then inshallah no evil should come to your home, and so on and so forth. Do not forget to use Al-Quran as a cure as well as guidance. I remind you, dear brothers and sisters, to reconcile with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan, and pledge and firmly decide to continue with that after Ramadan. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم تقبل صيامنا، اللهم تقبل قيامنا، اللهم تقبل صلاتنا، اللهم تقبل دعاءنا. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بالحق كلمة الدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم سوءا فاقصمه وأخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم ارحمنا فإنك بنا راحم، والطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير. اللهم رد هذه الأمة إلى دينها ردا جميلا. اللهم احقن دماءها، اللهم وحد كلمتها، اللهم انصرها على عدوك وعدوها يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.